I'm talking with Kashawn Harris about being evicted from Lewisburg Square. When did you get your eviction notice?
Well, I noticed it when I came back into town on Saturday morning, and it was in, like, the area of the doorknob in my door.
And what did the notice say?
The notice said that I have to appear in court on the 15th of November, on the 14th of November. I mean, no, let's see, what is it? The 15th of November on Tuesday for 10 a.m. Mm-hmm.
So we're here at court now, and what do you think, what are you going to tell the judge?
I'm going to tell him exactly what is going on. When I came back on last month to retrieve my property and everything and see what was going on with the apartment, the lady told me that I could not pay any rent and I could not stay there. So therefore, I don't stay there at all. I come in and out to check on my property and get different things that me and my baby need from time to time until I can find me somewhere else to go.
And have you a lease on that property?
Yes, I do, ma'am.
Is your lease expired?
No, it's not, ma'am.
Well, then it seems like you have a legal right to stay there. Have you tried to pay your rent?
Yes, but like I said, once the lady told me I can't pay rent, I can't live there or anything, that we would have to move.
Mm-hmm. And what, I mean, it seems like they don't have any legal grounds for their case of eviction. I mean, how are they saying that you have to move if you've been trying to pay your rent?
I guess they want us out. They say they wanted us out because they wanted to remodel the whole place.
And do you think once they remodel that you'll be able to afford the apartments?
No, I don't think so. But I think if, you know, my apartment and everyone else's apartment is livable, maybe that we can pay our rent and still resign in the apartment. And when the other ones are finished, then they can move us over to another one. But I guess they want us out because they want to remodel everything and they also want to go up on the rent.
And if the judge rules that you can stay if you pay your rent, will you be able to pay it?
Yes, I will. I will make a payment on today because me and my baby need somewhere to live.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of things have indicated to you or have shown you that the apartment complex owners want you out?
Like right now, when I went to apartment on yesterday, we don't have any lights, and I see them laughing and everything like we got them now, as if they did something to force us to move out of the complex, even though other residents had started paying their rent and everything.
Is your apartment livable?
Yes, it is.
If the judge rules that you can stay, will you try and stay in that apartment?
Yes, I will. Until I can find someone better to live for me and my child.
So where do you work?
I'm a certified nursing assistant, and I work for a seating company, and I also work for a nursing home in Kenner.
Mm-hmm. And do you have to work more than one job to pay your rent?
Yes.
What other job do you work?
The seating job and a nursing home job. Mm.
And how many hours do you work a day then?
Well, from time to time, I work 8 hours to 12 hours, but most time I don't really get any sleep because I'm in between both schedules. Like last night, I worked from 6:45 to 7 a.m. this morning, and I had to come to court on this morning, and I had to go back to work for 2 to 10, and then I had to go back to the other job from 11 to 7, so I'm floating in between.
How do you sleep?
I really don't get to sleep because I know I have to find a better living for me and my child, and I have to get an income or something.
And where is your baby now?
Right now he's with my sister because I didn't have anyone to watch him, any child care provider, and we don't really have anywhere stable to stay because they say we can't live in an apartment.
When do you get to see your baby?
Well, for Thanksgiving, I'm going to take off so I can go out there and I can see him, and I'm going to come back like within 1 or 2 days because I have to come back to start working again.
How old is your baby?
He just made a birthday. He just made 3 last month.
Mm. And he's staying with your relatives?
Yes.
And what about if you get your if you manage to be able to stay in this apartment, will you bring your baby back?
Yes, I will.
Mm-hmm. And is the rent affordable where you're staying?
Yes, it's affordable.
But if you had to leave there, do you think you would be able to find another place that is the same amount of rent?
No, that's the problem, because if so, I would have been left from the area.
So there's no other place that you can find that has this rent. What are you paying for rent?
Right now I'm paying $385 a month.
And you wouldn't be able to find another place where you pay that?
No, because most of the money that we do get and we do have, I have to spend on food and transportation and other things, because I lost my car in the storm, and I also, you know, I'm losing my house now.
Did you get any assistance from FEMA?
They only sent $2,000, and the $2,000 went towards us eating while we're traveling, and our traveling, and also I tried to expand the money to buy my baby some more clothing and everything.
And so now you're back to work, and you're hoping to be able to stay in this apartment.
Yes.
And do you think that you have a chance of winning and being able to stay?
I really don't know, because these people have all type of tricks up their sleeves, and they're trying their best to get us out of there to their best ability. But I hope it works out for the best.
All right. Thanks, Keisha.